Just to more clearly define what our teams are, I primarily have worked in my experience with a couple of teams, and let me just flash some things up here. Are we on? Just clicky back here. First of all, I want to thank the team that brought us all here together, and this was taken at the last PAS conference with... And in light of that, I do want to answer one of the questions that was brought up earlier. Every one of the headliners, researchers, scientists, do study voice that have organized this, and well over half of them have actually visited my studio and taken a lesson, and some of them several lessons. But and congratulations to all of them and to all of you for benefiting from that kind of cross. I'll teach you French horn lessons. Okay. No, there you go. She's quick to give away my horns. Anyway, our team structure and the two teams that I worked with primarily were those of Dr. Gould in New York City, and I was also the White House voice trainer when Mr. Clinton's voice was in great distress. And the team was the same kind of team in each of those settings. In New York City, we had a laryngologist's office, which is basically the point of entry for most of these injured voices, whether they were singers or actors or politicians or stock traders from the Wall Street Exchange, and all of them were required that wanted to go through this voice regime were required to work with both a speech pathologist and a voice trainer, which was usually me, but often others. And I was often recruited to bring in other voice teachers to help lighten the load. But the other team members are, I think, really important here in our discussion. And the stunning thing is, it's a lot of them. The people that we really rely on are to deal with the problems that voice professional voices have. And again, I'm talking about anyone who's a clergyman or a salesperson, but the biggest population is actually teachers. Teachers are the largest population of injured voices, and many of them are very adept at doing the singing kind of work that we can help them at. But we also bring in physical therapists, massage therapists. Acupuncture is very, very helpful. Psychotherapy is required for many of them, and hypnotherapy is very helpful in some other cases. So I wanted to bring in these other team members to help you out.